This is Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast.
Spring has well and truly arrived, and yeah, the name is in the title when it comes to spring cleaning. I suppose there are things that we should be doing. Julie Finch-Scally is a cleaning guru with decades of experience and has written a book about it too. Julie, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, but spring has sprung here. We're down to 4 degrees this morning, so it's pretty cool in Canberra.
Right, okay. Well, it's much warmer here, I have to say, and feeling very, very springy, but cleaning's not my forte, spring cleaning especially. So what are some things that are seasonal that we should be thinking about at this time?
Well, basically getting rid of a lot of dust and things. I mean, it's always a lot warmer in Brisbane anyway, so you don't have the problem of not being closing up the house like a lot of places further south do. But the main thing that all of a sudden hit me is your air conditioners and the filters in the air conditioners. People forget that they actually do have filters and they get clogged up. And you will be wanting your air conditioners to work perfectly during summer. So now is definitely the time to be cleaning those filters.
What are some of the things that are on your list for this time of year?
Basically the curtains. I like to take them down and get them washed or dry clean because that makes it a lot easier. And the other one is the inside the kitchen cupboards and the drawers. It's amazing what little bits of dust and dirt and crumbs get into the cupboards and the drawers. And I've recently opened my cutlery drawer and I keep thinking, where does all that come from? I've absolutely no idea, but I know I have to get in there and start cleaning them out. So that's one of the big ones that need to do.
How often would you do that?
Probably every 6 months, because by the time 6 months comes around, you can see all the crumbs and dust, especially the drawers. And the pantry is a good one because you get rid of all the old stuff that's been sitting there for months. I mean, spices do last a long time, but not 10 years. So you try and throw those away if you start looking at them and think, oh, my goodness, they should have gone ages ago.
So. The ones at the very back last longer, though, don't they? Isn't that why we leave them there?
No, I'm not so sure of that. I think they just get hidden. You start going through the cupboards and you find things, oh, I bought that for a special menu or in a special recipe and it's never been used. So it's a good time actually to go and find things and start creating exotic ideas with products that are nearly on the use-by date. So that does help somewhere along the line.
Where did the idea of a spring clean come from? Is it feels like it's a term with a significant history. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it would have come from Europe and the cold countries. And as I said, you know, when it's cold over there, they close up the house. And therefore, they don't get any nice warm air going through the place. But on top of that, they get foul, stale air going, keeping them inside. So they need to open up the house and they need to make everything fresh. So by that time, just think, you know, in the 1700s, I don't think many people had lots of clothing and the articles of that they use in their house would have just been reused and reused. So by taking it all outside, giving everything a good wash and making everything clean inside gives it a whole fresh new feeling to go through for summer.
Tony from Talabudra Valley is cleaning shower screens, but he was wondering if you have any tips to get them back to like super shiny.
Look, I'm a firm believer of having a chamois in the shower so that as soon as I finish my shower, I wipe down the screens with a chamois. But he might also have what they call glass cancer, which is not glass cancer. It's just, but it's etched into the glass and it goes away when it's wet, but it comes back when it's dry and it looks a bit like houndstooth. Unfortunately, unless you have it cleaned professionally with some special substance, it won't go away. So if that's what he's looking for, that's what he's got.
As otherwise in, than that, it might need a professional clean. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, but it's not just, it's a professional way of doing the cleaning to get the glass back to, it's caused by bleach on the glass screen. And I've found over the years that it was a poor quality glass in the first place. So it doesn't have the strength to have all these chemicals and things on the, and that's what causes it to start to etch, and it goes into the glass itself.
Well, I guess that's an issue that you have to think about when you do go gung-ho and get into the cleaning. You want to make sure that the chemicals that you're using aren't going to cause more damage than what you're trying to clean up in the first place. Are there particular substances that you need to be careful of?
Yeah, well, there are. And I mean, bleach is good, but as somebody told me a long time ago, yeah, that's all very well cleaning with bleach, but it goes down the drains. And that sort of hit home, and I thought, that's not real good either, so we shouldn't be doing that. I'm a firm believer that you can clean the whole house with a cream cleanser and glass cleanser. So cream cleanser on the real sticky, dirty areas and glass cleanser on the rest. And it works. You don't really need an awful lot of products to keep your house clean.
And you don't have to worry about damaging like the stainless surface on your fridge or anything like that?
Oh, well, you wouldn't use that on your the stainless steel. You wouldn't use the cream cleanser, but you would use the glass cleanser. And the glass cleanser works perfectly on stainless steel.
Any other,
on your fridge.
Any other sort of motivating advice for us, Julie, at this time?
Do you know what? You don't have to clean the house all in one go. I take 3 days to clean my house. I'll do a bit now and a bit then the next day and a bit the next day and it's done. And it makes life a lot easier that way. And most people sort of hate the idea of cleaning because they think, oh, I've got to do it. It's Saturday morning and it's going to take me 2 or 3 hours. And it doesn't have to. If you break it down into little bits and do it, I'll do the bathroom today and I'll do the vacuuming tomorrow and do it that way. You'll find it a lot quicker in the long run and it's less arduous.
Thank you so much, Julie. Appreciate that. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You're with Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast.